Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thanks for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm glad you're here. Tyler Hicks is with us, ladies and gentlemen. He's a new friend. I promise you he'd be here, and he is an experienced business advisor and lender. He's a director at a large lending institution in the United States, and he's an expert in helping people get the money that they need for their businesses. He even wrote a book about it called How to Raise All the Money You Need for Any Business. He's our new friend, Tyler G. Hicks. Welcome to the show.
Thanks a lot. Glad to be here.
It's good to have you here. You know, the number one challenge for every small business, regardless of where they are, in fact, regardless of what country they're in, is getting the capital to grow their business. Would you agree with that?
Right. You have it right, yes.
I mean, other issues pop up from time to time. Inflation, taxes, healthcare, et cetera, et cetera. But those vary by state. They vary by country. They vary by industry. But the number one thing that's ubiquitous to all small businesses is having the capital to grow the business, and not having a good plan for capitalizing your business is the number one reason, in my opinion, Tyler, why businesses fail. What do you think?
I agree with you. That's right. People run out of money and they shut down the business. You know, we learn in school that water is a universal solvent, but when we get into business, we learn that money is a universal solvent.
Yeah, that's exactly right. It's the oxygen of the marketplace, no question. And so what is your, give us some of your thoughts for how to have the proper perspective on capitalizing a business.
Well, first of all businesses need money at the start. And you use the word all, that's a little dangerous. But in general, even the largest corporations need business at the start. So you have to go about finding money in an organized way with a business plan which shows, you know, what you need the money for, how much money you need. Some beginning wealth builders don't even know how much they need. They expect the lender to tell them, well, you should need X or Y. Lenders don't do that. They expect you to come with a specific number. And when you come to them, you should have a number that's rounded off. Instead of $75,820, you know, make it $100,000. And have even a one- or two-page business plan to show the loan officer, because they're very impressed with an organized person who comes in and says, hey, I need $100,000, and this is what I need it for, and this is how I will repay it over X months.
Last part is very important, because, Tyler, I've had people show up at my office when I was a consultant, and they wanted to get a loan or find an investor, and all they had was a budget. If you can't demonstrate that you plotted a cash flow projection over at least a 12-month period to show how you're going to pay that money back, your bank's not going to give you much money if you don't do that, will they?
That's right, because surprising as it may seem, the lender wants and expects to be repaid.
Right. I had a banker told me a long time ago that if you can only bring me one thing, you know, your balance sheet's great, your operating statement, P&L's great, but if you can only bring me one sheet of paper, I want to see that cash flow projection.
That's exactly it. Exactly it. Because many small business owners overlook that completely. And another point that many business owners overlook is that lenders have to get money out. In our lending organization, we have monthly goals to put out X dollars in loans.
Right, because they don't become the money you have in your bank isn't an asset until it's working for you in the marketplace, is it?
That's exactly it. And most lenders earn more on their loans than from any other investment they make.
Right.
So therefore, they want to make more loans. And many loan officers have monthly goals of making X dollars in loans. So if the business owner knows this and approaches the lender with a plan that shows how and when the money will be repaid, the lender is very, very impressed. Furthermore, with business loans, the loan application should always be typewritten. Don't apply for a business loan with a handwritten app. It just doesn't fly.
Well, it's like the old thing about, you know, you never get a second chance to make a good first impression.
That's exactly it.
And you want them to feel that you care enough about this new relationship or this new transaction that you went to a little trouble about. I mean, it makes a difference. You wouldn't show up with your shoes unshined or your hands dirty. You make sure your documents are proper.
That's exactly it. And most loan officers at lenders are closet entrepreneurs. They really envy the person who has enough courage to go out and start a business on his or her own. And if you can appeal to that closet entrepreneurship, you can really get the loan.
Well, it gives them an opportunity to glom onto your action, doesn't it?
That's right, exactly.
I mean, it's just like I've been saying all along, Tyler, small business owners are the panda bears of the marketplace.
That's
Everybody
true.
Wants to love us and hug us, and you know, we're just so lovable and we're so attractive, people want to be part of us, don't they?
That's right, and they admire that.
Even bankers.
That's not on a payroll and, you know, is willing to take risks.
Right.
And go out there and beat down the bushes and earn money, you know?
And you're right, because they do like, and I've heard bankers do this. I've heard them bragging about how they took somebody who they basically helped make that company because they loaned them the money when they needed it, and it was a great success. They love telling those kinds of stories, and they're looking for more of them, aren't they?
That's right, but the looking for more is based on money. They want to get their bonus at the end of the year, because if they achieve their goals, their lending goals, they will get a bonus, you know?
But it's not easy. It's not easy to get money out of a bank, folks. It can be done, but there is a systematic process to it that Tyler is just talking about. He writes about it in his book, How to Raise All the Money You Need for Any Business. When we come back, I want Tyler to talk to us about alternative sources of capital, not just a straight bank loan. 20 after, here's James Brown to take us out. I feel nice. We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thanks for joining me. Little Fleetwood Mac bringing us back. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. The first one is where you can find the show and all the things that we do here. And the second one is askjim.biz is our knowledge base where you can get small business answers now. And get ready for a new look of smallbusinessadvocate.com. Very soon, just a few weeks away, we're going to be launching a whole new look, a whole new design, a whole new navigational structure, and lots of new technology that I think you're going to like. So get ready for that. That's coming up real soon. Tyler Hicks is our guest. He's our new friend, soon to be old friend. Tyler G. Hicks is the name of the book, How to Raise All the Money You Need for Any Business. Tyler, you want to give us a website, please?
Sure. Our website is iwsmoney.com. Our company is International Wealth Success that we've had for 43 years, very successfully. And the website is I for International, W for Wealth, and S for Success, and then the word money, M-O-N-E-Y.
Okay, .com. And so check that out, folks. And they can find your other books there, can't they?
Yep.
All right. Let's talk about sometimes, you know, we've got this credit crisis going on here, Tyler, as you know.
Yeah.
And if there ever was a time when small business owners have to be creative and judicious in the way that they approach people for money and the way they allocate the funds that they need to the proper sources. This is the year, isn't it?
That's it, Jim. It really is. And there are many ways that small business owners can get financing other than from banks. And the book describes many of these ways. And one way, for example, is to use credit card lines of credit.
Mm-hmm.
If you have a $10,000 line of credit from a credit card and you get five of them, it'll add up to $50,000. Many business cards today have lines of credit that go up to $100,000.
Right. Even this year, Tyler, it seems to me that the credit card companies are clamping down on credit lines.
Well, they are not refusing to issue credit lines. In some cases, they're reducing
right.
them.
Yes.
But to fill out an application for a business credit card is a lot less work and a lot simpler than filling out an application for the same amount from a bank for a business
right.
loan. You'll find
right.
that, you know?
No, I agree with you there. The thing about that, folks, this what Tyler's talking about is really it's a way of helping you ride out the cash flow, the collections with your business. Because if you do business, if you're not retail, you're not a restaurant, and you do business with businesses, they're going to want you to give them terms, some kind of 30-day terms, which 30-day terms is kind of funny because almost nobody pays in 30 days. So that means you're going to have to ride it out a little bit longer, right, Tyler?
Yes, Jim. It says it's the 60 or 90 days. Meanwhile,
exactly.
You've got payroll to meet. You got to pay your suppliers.
Right.
And so on, yeah.
Another thing that I think small business owners make a mistake on is they finance short term acquisition with long term debt or vice versa. They finance long term assets with short term debt. For example, if they got something that's going to last them for 20 years, they pay for it out of their cash, their current operating cash, or they maybe finance it for 12 months when they should have financed it for three or four
that's,
years.
That's
you've got
right.
to make sure you apply the right assets to the right credit instrument, don't you?
That's right. You have to, with long-term assets, stretch it out because your monthly payment is smaller. True, the interest cost, the overall interest cost for the 20 years is higher, but the interest is provable and tax-deductible, you know?
Yeah, and I want to come back to what you said a minute ago. You can make all the profits you want, but if you don't have the cash, you're not going to make it.
That's exactly it.
It's all in the early days especially, it's all about the cash.
That's it. Cash flow is king, you know?
Yeah.
Now, another place where you can get money today is from private lenders. Private lenders have grown in numbers and in the size of the loans they make. And there are literally thousands of private lenders around the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
You have to be very careful.
How do you find private lenders?
Oh, well, in our publishing, we have a list of more than 100 of them.
In the book, there's a list of 100 of those groups?
No, not in the book. It's the sources of finding these private lenders.
Right.
But you can go on the Internet and look for private lenders. Some public lenders list themselves as private lenders, but you can find
right.
Private lenders on the Internet. Also, we have a book called Private Lenders
right.
that gives more than 100 of them.
Do you recommend if I'm interested in buying equipment, if the vendor or the manufacturer who wants to sell me that equipment, if they offer financing, isn't that a better deal to go after that money than to tie up your local credit with your bank?
Oh, definitely so. You will pay
unless the terms are just awful.
Yes, Jim, you pay somewhat higher rate, but you know the whole point is to get the loan. And
right.
I have people who come in and they argue over an eighth or a quarter of
yeah.
a point in the
ridiculous.
Interest.
Ridiculous.
That's meaningless.
That's
the
right.
The whole objective is to get the loan, get
yeah.
the money, you know?
Hey, Tyler, we're running out of time. Will you come back another day and talk to us some more about this?
Anytime, Jim. Just give me a ring. You
Tyler Hicks,
number.
Folks, the book is called How to Raise All the Money You Need for Any Business, available wherever books are sold. Thanks, Tyler. We'll see you next time. Quick break. Right back with Mike Menzies. I'm Jim Blassingham. Stay with me.
We'll be right back. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.